we spend so much time just strictly down to earth, going to the bank and doing all of our things. Sometimes, not in a sense of religion or anything like that, just an awareness or a feeling that I'm aware of something other than just this second that I'm alive.
This child showed up. I thought it was a kid. And I don't remember exactly what happened, but then I realized, like, oh, this isn't a kid, this is just, like, a dude that looks like a kid. And he started stabbing my hands with a scissors.
And you had to cut people open. So Abby is, like, cutting people open, she's cutting their arms,
And I cut two of my, fingers open, and I started bleeding everywhere. Just like, wah, wah, wah. And I grabbed the scissors and I threw it at his head. And like hit him and kind of cut him, but he wasn't bleeding. I was like, throw it again. And I threw the scissors again and I woke up and I was freaking out.
There was this house, but it was actually a ship, like a boat. And it was in the branches of this tree.
I was outside of my body.
It would just be a never-ending chase where I was jumping and running and hiding.
Trying to locate the specific instant in time that I'm alive.
They're unseen forces.
It felt very unusual.
A tall, thin woman, and she was laying in the bathtub.
I gotta stop, you know, because I'm traveling at whatever this light speed is.
I kept repeating the same thing over and over and over again.
And I'm terrified that I'm not going to arrive in the time that I'm alive.
So Abby was there on some sort of school field trip, pulling bodies out of the ground.
I feel as though I'm developing a friendship with someone, or maybe having some kind of romantic involvement with people who I don't recognize, people whose faces I've never seen before.
I was on a big wooden ship.
Two of my friends were there who I haven't seen in a very long time, and they were arguing. I think I was literally looking for gold.
So I'm a time traveler. I'm going forward, I'm going back and forward, and then towards the end of the dream, I was losing touch, but it was a good feeling. Almost like something that would happen when you finally die.
I get back to the caves, which then led out onto the ocean.
I was at a lake. Paul was there, the way that the sun hit it. And that was just normal, like everybody was standing around looking at it. And you looked at it, and there was a big, blue, swirling vortex. I was in a mall. It had to be 10 or 12 stories tall, and it had a big, giant atrium. I was also at a gas station with Watkins. It was an old-timey gas station. It's different than usual because not flying or being chased. I tried something new and terrifying.
I had a dream that night, and it was my mom, and she was young. It was like she was in her like late 30s, early 40s. And she was young, and she was happy, and she was just twirling, and she was dancing, and she was singing. If you could just be in those dreams and feel her hand like that, it was like, it's just really surreal. I remember in my dream thinking, wow, this is a dream, but this isn't a dream. This is a dream, but this is you coming. I was really aware of that in my dream. And then at one point she took my hand, and she held my hand in my dream, and it was her hand. And I remember my dream going, wow, this is exactly what your skin feels like. This is real.